Summer has come, hitting with a 1-2 jab of a heavyweight boxer, one made strong from heat and endless light. I stagger on the canvas that, to my bleary eyes, looks like green grass. Behind me, the stool seems stretched by my narrowing eyes, and it takes on the look of a park bench, taking hold on me. And if only my feet could have arched themselves, peered up and followed my torso's lead, blue-collar boxer man. Words coming down the line. Orders coming. Staggering into a sitting position, I bellow for George Bellows. And from a void, a hand reaches out and hands me a water bottle. A bottle of water? Christ, it does the work of no man. As soon as the liquid hits my tongue, it rolls and ducks and displaces thirst before coming around again, draining back out my pores, leaving the peculiar wetness of thirst behind it. The first jab of the season catches you cold. Your mind simply isn't ready. The yellow finger dawns, a sprout up out of nowhere, as if you suddenly catch your reflection in the shop window. I'm JFK, and I have Lyme's disease. I'm Homer Simpson in a world of real consequences. I am due a coronary. I'm not even where I come from. I'm an immigrant. Local references from Ribbon Lakes to medieval customs cannot be misremembered now. Mind for a false echo of a feeling over there. The changing of the season provokes some kind of communal fever, some group festival of goodbye or welcome. I don't know. A local god probably got cider poured over its statue in an apple-crazed offering that symbolized something? Here, I just have to do the rope-a-dope. Absorb the sucker punch and wait for the second wave. When it does come, though, the transition is seamless. Instinctively, in your gut, you accept it. You adapt. I am now in summer mode. Operation Bikini. Operation Throw in the Towel. There's a type of cat that changes color halfway through the year, and with it, its name. The lynx becomes a manx, and vice versa. In this warm, hazy afternoon, I see my life flash before me in bursts of unconnected trivia, unharnessed knowledge. I fought a Turk once. He tried to sell me dope. I didn't really care for his forceful sales technique. Then he pamucked me in the stomach. My name is Red. The announcer knows me by the appointed name. I'm a pocket rocket, a red pocket rocked in the red corner. Surrounded by firm, tangible kiosks with bottles of water on sale. Mirages do not torment me. The thought of walking to them does. My legs are heavy. My green eyes cry from the brightness. Words seep out like sweat beads. Staccato, telepherical thoughts dangling over the edges of my nose, my mouth. Moisturize these stony pats, this hard, anxious skin. My trouble with summer is that it makes me let go. I can feel my fingers loosening. I am a sower in the setting sun, hunched over a rough, worn tool, with shoulders arched and eyes swinging from cloud to field. You know how it is. The nervousness before every single fucking thing. The fact that you have to brace yourself for a meeting, even a single, simple bottle of beer. I must be professional. I must be charming. A man always on edge. Then your boss slaps your back and tells you that you're great. I am the destroyer of spreadsheets. I sow fear and kill cattle in the land of the bottom line. And your friends laugh and think you're crazy. And they mean, they really do, it in the best possible way. I am a legend. Input of an experience, output of a bullshit embellishment. They seem to go for it. And you let go in the sunshine, hitting some arbitrary mark of achievement, and the need to gets bleached as you sit ever so still on a park bench. This feeling, as I look at a branch and hear the distant noise of a city in almost bloom, in pre-nirvana, cannot be explained with words, let alone a rehashed anecdote, nor in the well-thought-out dimensions of an Excel document. Oh, it scares me, obviously. To give in to bliss is to fall. To fall away from obligations and the forces that provide the overarching, confusing structures of those autumn and spring days. Stuck in the machine washer of my mind, repeating some dull mantra. What is this? Am I enjoying it? Irish monks could grab at the stirrings of spring and make lyrical their sense of the world. I mean, they could pray with four-line stanzas and words that sounded like the stretching out of a robin's wing. Or the wild sea, like Afghans on a cloudy day, safe from penetrating Norse ships and Texan-delivered drones. But, in the summer, there is nothing. Merely the absence of something. I fall back onto the wooden bench and play pretend, grabbing my forearm like a heroin-addled rock star, a deliberate glide back into oblivion. I pick at the juncture of elbow and arm, picking at an imaginary hole that isn't there, a sense of wooziness more real than a needle mark. The air conditioning units are being plugged in, the ice cream men pass with their cones and music, beaches fill up in an explosion of towels. The outdoor swimming pools unfurl and open themselves up to the new world. They are ready. Ah, I must find a way. First step, put on a pair of shorts. Find a t-shirt. Second, stay close to the water. Third, and this is the most important, clean my mind. I'm dying here on the bench. When I get up, grab the metro and go somewhere else, I will be reborn. A new man. The trees are full of fruit and I will still be alive by September. I am the summer man.